On FM, on mobile, and online. This is Spark Reports with Katie Baggett.
Coming up, reactions to Sir Roger Moore's death, who could be the Black Cat's new manager, and all your sports and showbiz. But first tonight, updates and reactions to the Manchester terror attack. Police say they believe the bomber who blew himself up at Manchester Arena on Monday was part of a wider network. Four people have been arrested. However, following the attacks in Manchester on Monday night, Lauren Robinson has all the latest updates on what has happened.
Police were called to the scene last night at 10:33pm after reports of an explosion at the Manchester Arena on Monday night. The MEN is the largest indoor arena in Europe with a capacity of 21,000. It has been confirmed that there are at least 22 people dead as a consequence of the attack, and it is said that all have been identified, although not all have been named. The youngest we know so far to be among these fatalities is 8-year-old Safi Rose Roussos. It has also been confirmed that a female off-duty police officer was among the victims. It is understood that 64 people have been injured in the blast, with 12 seriously injured who are under 16. The injured are being treated in 8 different hospitals across Manchester. 4 people from the northeast are still missing, with 3 of them being teenagers. Searches are still ongoing. The attacker has been identified as 22-year-old British-born Salman Abedi. He died at the scene. 3 other men have also been arrested in connection. More than 240 emergency calls were made following the incident, with around 60 ambulances and 400 police officers in attendance. A homeless man who cradled a dying woman in his arms and helped retrieve people from the scene of the attack has been praised for his help across social media. Arndale Shopping Centre was also evacuated in the hours following the incident. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection. Also, a number of raids were carried out on houses in Fallowfield. It is yet unknown if these events are connected to the attack. Spark Reports, I'm Lauren Robinson.
Thanks, Lauren. Vigils were held across the country yesterday to show support for Manchester. Beth King was there last night and has more.
Crowds gathered at Gray's Monument in Newcastle last night to show support for Manchester following the terror attack. At 6pm, vigils are held across the country, bringing people together from all different backgrounds and religions. The Bishop of Newcastle, Christine Hardman, and Nick Forbes, who is leader of Newcastle City Council, as well as other faith leaders and community leaders, were at the event offering words of support and condolence. Nick Forbes told us why it was so important for vigils to be held.
Today's vigil was organised firstly to send our love and support to all of the victims of the Manchester atrocity last night, but also to show that we are united as a city and we won't give in to this kind of terrorism. We are determined to drive it out of our communities, and today we stand shoulder to shoulder with each other and with Manchester in their time of need. I understand that there are still some children from the North East who aren't yet accounted for. We're very much hoping that they turn up safe, and while that happens, our thoughts and best wishes are with their families who must be going through the most traumatic time at the moment. At the moment, it's important that we come together as a city to show our determination to beat terrorism and ensure that we stand shoulder to shoulder with everyone affected by this terrible atrocity in Manchester.
And people who gathered at the monument told us why they were there also.
We're still in shock at what happened last night in Manchester, that anyone could target children, young people at a night's entertainment, and the news that 22 people have died, the injured. It's sickening and it's shocking.
Well, me and my friend Ellie were both from Manchester, so it was a place that we've been to quite a lot, where we've been to with our family, and obviously people have, you know, who were there were from, like, predominantly with like friends, loved ones. So we just wanted to come down in respect, really, and to show some form of solidarity. So we knew people that went and had quite a horrific time trying to get out, but I don't know anybody who was hurt.
We all should stand in solidarity together. We're all here together for the same thing, to remember and stand together.
It's been reported that another vigil is to be held in Manchester tonight. Spark Reports, I'm Beth King.
Thanks, Beth. This is Spark Reports with Katie Baggett. With the events from the past couple of days halting political campaigning, our political editor Catherine Peart has all the government updates.
Police have stopped campaigning after the tragic events that have taken place at the start of the week. Out of respect, the Prime Minister visited those injured in hospital in Manchester yesterday. The UK's terror threat level has now been raised to the highest possible after the bombing. It's at critical, meaning an attack is imminent. Theresa May made the announcement after chairing an emergency committee meeting last night.
The spirit of Manchester and the spirit of Britain is far mightier than the sick plots of depraved terrorists. That is why the terrorists will never win, and we will prevail.
And UKIP says it will continue with its manifesto launch tomorrow. The party's leader, Paul Nuttall, says the best response we can make to the terror attack in Manchester is to ensure that the democratic process continues. And Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn had this message for the relatives of those killed.
I'm terribly sorry and terribly sad for you. There can be nothing worse than losing a child in a situation like this. We have to put our arms around them and support them, not just today, but in all the very difficult days to come.
It's said that his party will resume campaigning on Friday along with the Tories. The Lib Dems have yet to say when they will start again. Tonight, Northumbria police have responded to the increased terror threat. Ethan Lawson Marshall is here with us now. Ethan?
Yeah, well, as you've mentioned, Catherine, last night Theresa May increased the terror threat to critical, meaning an attack is imminent. Northumbria Police's Chief Constable Steve Ashman has said, "We will see an increased policing and security present within the Northumbria Force area." They say sites such as train stations, transport hubs and other crowded venues will see increased patrols with extra armed officers and unarmed police as well on duty across the region. Chief Constable Steve Ashman said the increased security and high visibility policing presence is to protect and reassure the public. However, the force has added that despite members of the military deployed to other areas of the country, there are no plans at this stage for any military forces to patrol events across the Northumbria Force area. Northumbria Police did say they have officers from the event planning teams are working with protective security experts to put measures in place for upcoming events to ensure safety for visitors and residents. Chief Constable Steve Ashman and Police and Crime Commissioner Vera Baird have said people should remain calm and report any concerns to police immediately.
Candlelit tributes have been left by well-wishers at Penshaw Monument in memory of the Manchester bombing victims. Dozens of people went up to the iconic site last night to light candles and leave tributes. Penshaw Monument was lit up red, white and blue in solidarity with Manchester on Tuesday in tribute to those affected by the incident. In other news, a woman who killed her lodger after a row over £21 has been convicted of murder. 44-year-old Julie Gowling stabbed Charlene Walker, aged 36. Last December, following a disagreement at a property in Louisa Street in Darlington, Gowling was found guilty yesterday following a trial at Teesside Crown Court and must serve a minimum of 14 years. And finally, Sunderland legend Kevin Phillips is the favourite to take over as manager following the resignation of David Moyes. The former striker is currently a coach at Derby. Moyes has left following the club's relegation from the Premier League. Burnley boss Sean Dyche says the former Everton and Manchester United manager will bounce back once again. With the sports news, here's John James.
Manchester United players, fans and staff will pay their respects to the victims of Monday's terror attack before tonight's Europa League final. There will be a minute's silence before the game with Ajax in Stockholm and players will wear black armbands. Fan Andrew Kildoff has helped organise a banner which says Manchester, a city united, with the hashtag Pray for Manchester.
The key was getting that word in city because it's a tragedy which has affected Manchester and the greater region, the city of Manchester. There'll be a lot of heads here who've had loved ones or may have not had to travel because they've lost loved ones in the event. So we wanted it to be inclusive of all, really.
Former Sunderland midfielder Stefan Schwartz has thrown his hat into the ring to become the relegated Premier League club's new manager. He's not had the top job at a club before, but has been an assistant at Heinsborg and Sweden's under-21s. Schwartz told the Evening Chronicle he understands the mentality of Sunderland fans as well as the culture of the area and would be interested in succeeding David Moyes. Spark reports, I'm Dominic James.
Thanks, Dom. Actor Sir Roger Moore has passed away, aged 89. Georgina Early has all the details.
So-
Sir Roger Moore has passed away, aged 89, in Switzerland. Sir Roger's family had confirmed the news of his death on Twitter, stating he had a short but brave battle with cancer. The British icon was the longest-running actor to play James Bond, totalling 7 movies in the franchise, such as Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, and